So today is Simcha Semer. Just to review, we've talked about gratitude. Last week we talked about acts of kindness, loving kindness, as ways of making us happier people. Today I wanted to talk about exercise. What was my inspiration? Why exercise this week? Can anybody guess how it was exercise connected to the Parsha? Lech lecha. What does lech lecha mean? To go, right? You gotta go. You gotta walk. You gotta run. You gotta move to be happy. So, guys, for this year, for the next 3 minutes, if you will, you guys stand up. Come on. Give me fun. And just jump while I teach about the importance of exercise. Okay, you can jump moderately. You don't have to, but it'll be really fun. Okay, here's five awesome things, five awesome reasons why exercise makes human beings happy. Okay, one, studies have shown that exercise, even about 20 minutes of exercise, means you'll get 12 hours of your mood being boosted. 12 hours later, your mood will still be happy. All you have to do is 20 minutes of exercise. You do 5 minutes of exercise, especially intense like this one, you'll still get the mood benefits of exercise. It could be any type of exercise. It could be intense workout. It could be sweeping the floor. But any type of exercise is very healthy. Of course, the more intense you go, the more you'll get the benefits of the happy mood. Okay, number two, exercise helps your brain organize yourself, okay? Come on, guys, just keep moving. Just keep moving. Don't have to be intense. So exercise, sometimes you're, like, confused about life. Studies have shown that when you exercise, your mind actually gains clarity about stuff that you're struggling with. So it's important after good cheer to exercise. Number three, exercise takes down sadness rates and anxiety rates even better than depression pills. Much. All right, guys, that's enough. You can stop. It's a good way to start. Okay, they did a study. They did a study where they took two groups. One group was of depressed people. Was told to take, you know, the classical drugs that help you deal with anxiety. And the other group went through an exercise program where they were forced to exercise every day. And the one that was more effective, both short-term and more importantly, long-term, was exercise. The group that exercised was actually much more effective than the group that took the drugs. So it's more powerful than psychedelic, awesome psychological drugs. And number four, exercise will often encourage other great habits. So, for example, if you go for a good workout, you're not going to want to ruin it so much by having a ridiculously sugarful breakfast, right? So, it's just like, why did I bother? I just wasted my time. So, another great good habit that a lot of times exercise encourages is being outside. You know, being outside is very healthy. You have vitamins, and it boosts your happiness rates also. And so exercise is often done outside. Exercise done outside is more effective in terms of boosting happiness rates than done inside. Still effective done inside, but it's more effective if it's done outside. A lot of times I'll take my bike and I'm not even exercising that much, but my body, I think, is tricked into thinking that I was exercising. So my happiness rates get boosted. I notice. You guys can let me know if you notice the same thing. And number five, on a total level, I myself have noticed that when I exercise rigorously in particular, my tefillah is on a higher level, my learning is on a higher level, my neshama feels freer instead of feeling like, you know, like tight. I just feel energized and excited to learn Torah and daven better. So if you can exercise before davening, I would recommend it. Actually, in the army, we had a shaila. They wanted us to do our, like, intense workout, and they just, halacha, you're not supposed to do anything before davening. We asked the rabbi, and the rabbi said, if you're doing it with a kavana to help you daven better, of course you can exercise. No problem. No problem to exercise. You can take a shower. It's all good as long as your intention is to increase your daven, make your davening more kavana. Okay, just a few more notes about lech lecha, exercising, and how that boosts our happiness. One, the simple fact is that human beings are always, throughout world history, been moving, right? If we were born on the farm, you had to move a lot. Even to go to the bathroom, you had to move a bunch. An average person moved about 8 miles a day of walking in the olden days. And nowadays, we don't move as much because of cars and offices and computers and things of that sort. But so we're really smart, but the problem is it's not how we're built to be, and that's one of the main reasons why we're a lot less happy. So it's important to build in your schedule either time to work out and exercise, or another simpler way is just whenever possible, don't take the easy way. So like last year when I started learning about the benefits of exercise, I decided instead of taking the bus to Katamon to work, I would run to work, or at least walk to work if I wasn't in the mood to run. And that just building that ritual into my schedule really increased my happiness rates, I noticed. So I would encourage you guys, it's a little hard because you're in yeshiva, and all day yeshiva means sitting, right? Sitting and learning. But nonetheless, you guys have breaks. And if you prioritize exercising, it's you can make it happen. You can find a way. You can take a walk schmooze, a walk chavrusa, instead of a running, instead of a sitting chavrusa. You could stand and jump while you're dying instead of just sitting. You can find a way to be as active and moving as possible, which will increase your happiness rates. One more note about happiness. There are benefits to both, like, short, quick workouts of even like 5 minutes. There's a new thing of like a 5-minute intense workout, which I do sometimes before I eat, usually for dinner. And there's also benefits of longer workouts, like 30 to 40 minute jogs. As you know, the march is what's called the marathon's coming. It's also very beneficial. Each one has its benefits, but a lot of times it's hard to convince someone to go for a to change your way of life and go for a 45-minute run 3 times a week. But it's more reasonable to say 5 minutes of like jumping up and down or something like that, 5 minutes of running, that's more reasonable. Find a way to make it something that you'll enjoy, something that it's practical. Listen to music, listen to your best shir and wayutaira, listen to YouTube videos. If you find a way to make it like build it into your schedule, like every day after I wake up or every day after before dinner or every day after a Aaron Shear, whatever, I'm going to go for a workout, and you make it fun, do it with a workout buddy, do it with a friend, then it's much more likely it to become a habit, and your brain will just be like, oh, this is what I do. I always exercise. One other thing that I've discovered, which makes a lot of sense, but only recently they've done studies about this. The benefits to your health of running and exercise are if you do it, let's say, 3 times a week, you'll be a healthy person. But on a mood level, it needs to be every day. I mean, the fact that I worked out yesterday won't help my mood today. I'll be healthier, but it won't make me in a happier mood. So if you want to be in a happier mood, you got to make it a daily habit. So then you might not want to make it as intense. You might not want an hour frisbee game. You might want, a 10-minute run or 15-minute run. 20 minutes is, like I was saying, like the perfect point to get in the next 12 hours of your day super, super duper happy. Okay, I just close with a little quote from Rav Kook. Let me get my seat. Here.
Rav Kook is a great book, and my friend
Ari Lipschitz wrote, translating his works, and he was controversial because he did things like supporting playing sports. He said, oh, it's good that secular Israelis play sports. What?
He's big on working out.
Yeah, so let me give you guys a quote, maybe two quotes, from the Holy Rav Kook about the importance of exercise. The Kedusha of physicality is the Kedusha of the land of Israel. The Shekhinah that descended into Galut with the Jewish people is the ability to establish Kedusha by opposing physicality. But the Kedusha that fights against physicality is not a perfect Kedusha. In other words, it was a bidi-evid that we had to go against physicality to survive the Galut. But it's not the true core of the Jewish people. It needs to be swallowed up in the deepest truths and the deepest Kedusha, the Kedusha that is found in physicality itself, which is the foundation of Tikkun Olam. Then the Kedusha of Galut will be connected to the Kedusha of the land of Israel. Now that we're back in the land of Israel, we need to sanctify, bring the Jewish people back. Its bones need to come alive through physically making this land a holy place, and through physically making our bodies a holy receptacle for Kedusha. Yeah. In the future, the synagogues and study, when we come to the higher understanding of the perfected Kedusha of physicality, which also comprises the Kedusha that is above physicality and which opposes physicality, the tension between the physical and spiritual will cease completely. So the ideal, like Tziyat HaMetim, is that the physical and spiritual will come together. So one more quote. Find a powerful one. The exercise that the youth of the Jewish people do in the land of Israel to strengthen their bodies in order to become powerful children of the nation completes the spiritual power of the loftiest tzaddikim that are immersed in unifying divine names for the sake of increasing light in the world. Indeed, one cannot stand without the other. You get that? You need both. Your mom and she need both. You need the spirituality. We need the physicality, both on a, you know, Eretz Yisraelic level and also on an individual level. It's important to be learning a lot of Torah and doing a lot of tefillah, and it's also important to making sure our body is healthy. So don't be shocked if there are flaws in the lifestyles of those who are involved in strengthening their bodies or in any material requirements in the land of Israel, since even the revelation of Ruach HaKodesh needs cleansing from the remnants of impurity it contains. So you're saying to get Ruach HaKodesh, you need to get your body out of all that yik, all that yuck. So Cook is donning the kavzchut, all those secular Israelis who are doing a lot of exercise, he's saying they're cleansing the Jewish people of all their yuck so that we can get the Ruach HaKodesh. So, Gevalt, Yisrael be blessed to exercise a lot this year as the winter's coming, not to get into our sitting sad moods, but instead to manifest happiness by moving as much as we can. So, Yashar Kochem, guys, you have an amazing shot.